Bill, thank you for joining us. Delta had 92 daily flights out of Memphis. Now they're scaling down to about 60. How did we learn about this, and why is the company doing it?
We learned about it through a letter that two vice presidents from Delta sent to the Memphis employees, the ones who work in customer service and the ones who work in the cargo unit that Delta has here at Memphis International. And this is the latest round in a series of cuts that have been going on at Memphis International by Delta for several years, 2 to 3 years now.
I guess the question we all want to know is, what does this mean for passengers? Are there going to be fewer direct flights or longer lines at the airport, higher ticket prices?
For now, the immediate effect, of course, is fewer flights at Memphis International Airport. We already have some competitive prices going on at the airport via Southwest Airlines, which has converted some AirTran flights to the Southwest brand and will be doing even more in November. We've had U.S. Airways for about a year's time, which has had some competing flights with Delta to Washington, D.C., that managed to lower airfares there as well.
Memphis International has been in a state of attrition for the last few years, right?
That's right. These cuts began when Delta started changing its model, and that was that they cut their capacity worldwide in selected markets, including Memphis.
U.S. Congressman Steve Cohen put out a statement on Tuesday. He accuses Delta of broken promises. Bill, this isn't the first time the congressman has had problems with Delta.
Oh, no. He's consistently been critical of Delta's leadership for going back on what he says was a promise by the air carrier that was made after Delta bought Northwest and the two merged. Memphis was a hub for Northwest at the time, so when Delta acquired Northwest, there was, of course, a lot of speculation about whether Memphis would remain a hub, and Delta said at the time that it would and that the airline would at least maintain the air service here, if not increase it. Now, Delta's side of the argument is that business conditions changed dramatically, not only for Delta, but for every other major legacy global air carrier.
Now, does cutting back on the flights also mean that Delta is cutting jobs here?
Oh, yes. They're cutting over 200 jobs in the fall when these flight reductions take place, and it's part of the de-hubbing of Memphis, basically.
What do you think is going to be the public reaction to this, and how will the airport authority respond?
Well, the airport authority's response has been that they weren't surprised by the cuts. They indicated they had been led to believe that the worst of the cuts might have been over with some more to come depending on the economy, but not exactly a surprise to them.
So I think that all of us have been sitting on our wallets for a while for the arrival of Southwest Airlines, and I know they're going to be starting to fly out of here in November. Do the cutbacks from Delta give other carriers a chance to fill in the gaps, or do you think that will happen quickly?
I don't think it will happen as quickly as some of the more optimistic frequent flyers here believe it will, but I think it will happen over time. And the reason it hasn't happened before is because of the experience that Frontier Airlines had here when Northwest had the hub here in Memphis. Frontier thought they would come in here and compete against Northwest and lower prices and get a healthy share of the business. Well, Northwest, with its advantage, just added more flights and dropped the prices on their airfares to such an extent that Frontier just couldn't survive here. The hope here is that the competitors, like Southwest, like JetBlue, will believe that Delta's not going to try to make a comeback here and will thus fill the vacuum that exists.
Bill Drees, senior reporter for the Memphis Daily News. Thank you.
Thank you.